It never felt like a newsroom. It felt like you're part of someone else's vision of the world, and it is kind of organic and spontaneous. Well, especially when the parrot lands on your laptop and poop on your keyboards.
That's writer Andrew Lamb. And that unusual newsroom with flying birds? Pacific News Service and New America Media, where I had my first job as a journalist and radio host for New America Now on KALW in San Francisco. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Our office in San Francisco had plants, lovebirds, a dog, nursing mothers. The receptionist was Sister T.A., a Filipina nun who belted out Andrew Lloyd Webber's memory at the Christmas party. Homeless kids, former gang members, retired Berkeley professors stopped by for the editorial meeting. Everyone was taken seriously. The editor-in-chief was Sandy Close, a MacArthur genius with an idea a minute, oblivious to the bird poop on her black coat. And the fastest typist in the world, says writer Mary Jo McConaughey, who remembers calling in a story from war-torn El Salvador in the days before computers.
But it was night, and I called her, and I told her there was shooting outside. "Just dictate," she said. And she sounded almost impatient, and I could hear the keys clacking away as fast as I read the piece over the phone.
Sandy wanted to fill the gaps in the news.
But Sandy wanted pieces that told the story behind the headlines, stories of real people who were living in war zones or working in offshore factories, letting them speak for themselves.
It was this hunger to tell the missing stories that led Sandy to convene a gathering of some 24 ethnic media editors, Chinese, Spanish, Indian, Vietnamese, at a Chinese restaurant in San Francisco about 20 years ago, says Andrew.
People were upset about being invisible all these years. People complained about not being recognized for their hard work informing their community and not being seen as legitimate journalists simply because they were writing in another language other than English.
If you add our combined circulations, we are larger than the mainstream dailies, exclaimed the publisher of Philippine Daily. But writer and essayist Richard Rodriguez says ethnic media was too often invisible to the mainstream until they came together.
In very specific cases, a politician running for a local office was not interested very much in being interviewed by ethnic media, and ethnic media many times were too small to approach some politicians. But as a group, suddenly there was the mayor, the governor, senators who were willing to meet with ethnic media as a composite or as a coalition because of their numbers. And I think that's what was the most radical. It was the networking idea, not simply that there is ethnic media in America.
Together, as New California Media and then New America Media, they had clout, says Andrew.
Then from there, we push on to have San Francisco City Hall to have a desk for Chinese papers in its media room. And I remember a lot of resistance at that point.
New America Media, or NAM, created the first ever ethnic media directory. It organized briefings, ethnic media awards, the first multilingual polls, whether on immigration or the war in Iraq. Until then, no one knew what, for instance, the Chinese community thought about that war. Link TV in San Francisco launched Mosaic at that time, bringing news and perspectives from the Arab world to America. Its founder, Jamal Dajani, remembers meeting Sandy.
We found immediate synergy between what I was doing and what Sandy was achieving at NAM, which is bringing marginalized voices to the forefront of American news.
As University of Colorado journalism professor Angie Chuang puts it, NAM showed the other perspective.
Simply by existing, New America Media and its founder Sandy Close told the world, and especially mainstream journalists, and journalism faculty like myself that there was always another perspective.
And it allowed ethnic media to find each other, says Pilar Marrero, award-winning journalist with the Spanish-language daily La Opinión.
It promoted the knowing each other. Some of us, for example, in the Latino media, got to know people that work in the Chinese newspapers or Korean or Tagalog or African-American newspapers.
Pacific News Service and New American Media are shutting down this month because of financial strains. But Richard says the conversation will not end.
This is going to go on in some form because these conversations that, say, the Korean newspaper is having in Los Angeles with the African American newspaper, those are personal relationships now that have been developed. And I'm of the opinion that journalists are curious creatures and that at some level they will remain curious about each other once having been introduced to each other.
Pilar agrees.
To Sandy Close, my dear friend, a visionary, a tireless worker for the organization and for journalism and information. What you did was amazing. So long, New American Media. You did good.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW and New American Media.